Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joins us now with a look at some QR codes. Well, you know, we'll take a look at it. Maybe Brad accidentally scanned one of those bad QR codes.
And now he can't use his phone.
Now his phone doesn't work. So we'll chime in with them in just a little bit. We are now joined by Brad Garrett. Brad, we were joking, you know, you're probably out at a restaurant somewhere, accidentally scanned a QR code, but the wrong one for your menu, and that's why our connection dropped. But it's something that, you know, you have to watch out for, I guess.
So the real key here is QR codes used to pay bills. You could well get a QR code from what would look like a legitimate company that you've done business with that you may owe money to. And the logos may look right, et cetera. So when you scan it and it supposedly is taking you to the correct website, it's actually taking you to a cyber criminal's website that looks like the legitimate site. At that point, you make a payment. The criminals now have your payment information and the money you sent. In addition to that, there's malicious software in the QR code that they then infect your phone, your computer, your iPad, etc. So it's a bit of a double whammy.
How do you tell the difference between a legitimate QR code and a bad one?
Well, you can't, Susan, by looking at it. You really have to go by the following, that if it is to make a payment, I mean, let's face it, QR codes we use every day to go to movie theaters, look at menus in restaurants, et cetera, return packages. But when it comes to money, you need to look at the URL, the address at the top. Does it really look right? Does it match with other ones that you've used in the past to make payments? If they're asking you to download an app to make this payment, absolutely do not do it. Just go directly to the company in question and make a payment directly to them. But yes, to your point, you can't look at the QR code. You really have to sort of look at the circumstances around it. But it's a real problem because they're really playing on that you have QR codes because they're quick, right? We get this done in 2 minutes. We made a payment. We moved on. We're doing something else. That you won't carefully look at it. So I would suggest to your audience to be really careful about making any financial transactions with QR codes. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm suggesting you be careful.
I'm wondering if maybe the answer, though, is don't do it, because I'm trying to think of, you know, a scenario where you absolutely have to scan a QR code, and it would seem kind of few and far between, right? Where if you see that as an option, maybe just defer to something else that you know is secure.
Right. Again, Brian, they're playing off speed here of you typing in the URL, so forth and so on, if you don't have a quick way to get to whatever company it might be. But, you know, they're playing the numbers here like they do in all cyber scams. They're going to get X number of people to click on that QR code, and, you know, then they're in business. As far as you sending the money, they collect the money, they have your payment information, and now they've infected your phone or your computer and steal whatever they can out of it.
I'm wondering if they're okay as long as you're not making a payment. You know, like, let's say you're looking at a menu at a restaurant. Are they okay for that? But if you don't make a payment, it's, you know, or can they still get into your phone?
Well, I haven't heard that specific scam, Susan. In other words, what you're saying is, let's say you have the scan to go even to a movie theater or a restaurant menu or whatever it might be. If, in fact, they could use that, just that alone, to infect your phone or computer. I've not heard that as a separate item. I don't know. It's a good question. I think the FBI is really the most concerned about their ability to steal your identity and your financial records and, obviously, your money if you make a payment through their fraudulent website.
All of these things to watch. I mean, they've all really popped up recently, Brad. It's just another example, right, of the criminals staying one step ahead, right? And it's always up to whether it's a phone company or just us personally to react to where the new technology is gone astray.
And it puts all of the time and energy and responsibility on you. You, the person who wants to make a payment or do whatever it is you're doing. And they're banking, as I said earlier, on that you won't take the time to do that. And, you know, it's not right that we have to take the time to do that. But, you know, the repercussions of not doing it can really be tremendous. And, you know, my concern, obviously, I mean, this conversation is not about 5G, but when we get to that, because it's so much faster, you know, will some of these cyber scams actually even pick up? My guess is the answer is yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're probably right. I'm thinking too, how important is it, or maybe even critical, that if you're directed to a website, that it say HTTPS, with the emphasis on the S, in that URL?
Yeah, because typically it would be more difficult for the cyber criminals maybe to get that authentication. It is one thing to look at. And typically some of them are not really good at the words they use. You know, if it's like the name of a bank, they'll slightly change it, like Bank of America, but leave out the of, or, you know, Bank America, whatever. But they'll have a logo that at least looks similar to the bank's logo, that kind of thing. But it's all those little things to look for. But I think, you know, to Brian's point, should you even make payments using QR codes? I mean, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, obviously people do it every day, and I suspect they do them and they're just fine. It's just, are you willing to take the time to figure out, is this one legitimate or not?
Brad, thanks so much for the time, as always. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.